Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us. I'm Orla.
And I'm Andrea. And we hope you had a great holiday season. Coming up on this week's show, family estrangement. What is it and how much pain can it cause? Professor Carl Andrew Palmer from Cornell University is going to join us. And a Montreal success story that comes from a beautiful box of roses. We're going to chat with the founder of M. Fleur.
Plus what to do in January with Montreal blogger Midnight Mom Lauren Krakauer. But first, let's talk about the aftermath of the holidays with neuroscientist Dr. Cindy Hovington from the Curious Neuron. Happy New Year to you, Cindy.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Now, the aftermath of the holidays has so many dimensions to it, especially when it comes to children. So let's start with kids and all their new toys. Some of them get played with once and then just thrown to the side. How can parents and caregivers make playtime educational too?
I love that we're talking about this because it's important. You know, now, like you said, kids are bombarded with all these toys and parents are overwhelmed too. And now it's been a week, more than a week past, and there will be some toys that your child does not play with anymore. Take them all away. There are studies that even show that a child needs to have this sort of minimalistic environment and that allows them to focus more on the toy that they're playing with. So let's take everything out and keep, you know, one or two that they're still playing with and hide the rest. And start something this new year where I do these toy rotations. A child is interested by novelty. So if you take a couple of these toys away and you hide them up in a closet somewhere, and in a couple of weeks when they're bored with the toys that they have there, you bring, you know, 3-4 new toys in the environment and put the other ones away. That sort of toy rotation keeps the child interested. And it allows, you know, parents not to feel overwhelmed with the amount of toys that are there as well.
You know, Cindy, I have to tell you, this is something we've done in our house for years because I have a November baby. So he has his birthday where he gets, you know, so many toys. And then we kind of roll right into Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's the only kid in the family. So let me tell you, there's toys everywhere. So it's like kind of like Christmas night. My husband's taking the toys and he's hiding them as they come in. And then, you know, in like June, we bring out one of these toys and he's thrilled by it. Right.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of
Yeah, it makes a big difference with the child. And I like that you could even take them away. Like, if they didn't really see a new toy, you could take it away in the box and everything and just hide it. They don't have to see everything right away. It's overstimulating for a child, too.
Well, and it also, it helps them appreciate it more, right, in the long run, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cindy, you know, normally we are getting together with people, family, friends, and now that's obviously not happening. Schools are closed. Our kids are home. You know, it's obviously nice to spend time playing with your kids, but it's also not realistic to be doing that all day for most people. How important is it to encourage independent play? And what's the best way to do that as parents?
It is really important. A child needs to learn to be on their own and to create like their own little world and to use their imagination. Boredom is important too. So what I say to parents is, you know, take the time first, invest the time to fill their cup of connection with you and be present with them. It doesn't have to be a long time. It could be 10, 15 minutes. A child, but present, right? Like put our phones away 10, 15 minutes and be there and play with your child. Let them lead and you follow their lead. And then step away. Step away slowly. If your child struggles with this and they're very young, if you have a very young child, like 2 or 3 years old, they might struggle with this a little bit more. After 3, it gets a little bit easier. But it's important that you first, don't just say go play. That never works, ever, ever. It just doesn't work. But if you do invest a bit of time to sit with them and then say, I need to step back to do something, they will eventually learn to do this, and it's important for them to be on their own. That's the best thing to do, is really first take the time to be with them.
We're chatting with neuroscientist Dr. Cindy Hovington from the Curious Neuron. I think, Cindy, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to spend that 15 minutes with children because, you know, you get the guilt. And they do want to actually play with you and they do want to actually spend time with you. And instead of like, oh, my goodness, I have to send that one last text, that one last email, I have to clean up the kitchen. I mean, it is so incredibly important. And it's just 15 minutes.
Yes. And you know what? Sometimes we start our day with that list in our minds, right? I need to finish the laundry. I need to make these phone calls. I need to set up these emails. And we start our day by saying, could you just play, like, I have something to do, or I have, you know, and you keep repeating that. And they're going to keep coming to see you. And that's because they need to connect with you. A child always wants to find ways to connect with us. So So if we take just 10, 15 minutes and we sit down with them and then step back and say, we have to do, you know, I have to go run a load of laundry or whatever it is, they will be more understanding than if we just start the day by telling them to be on their own. It makes a huge difference.
And Cindy, when we're talking about play specifically, should we be letting them guide this? Like if they, you know, if they want to get down on the floor and play with cars, like are we getting down on the floor and playing with cars, or are we, presenting the activity to them?
I always tell parents to do what they feel comfortable doing. Obviously, you're allowed to not want to have to get down and get on the floor. However, yes, it's an important thing. You have to let the child lead, because there's some studies where they look at parents who control the play environment, and then the child isn't practicing their imagination skills and their problem-solving skills as much as when they're in control of the environment. So it really is important, even if they take a remote control and they pretend it's a telephone, you know, like, don't say like, no, that's not the phone, here's the phone, but just let them play. They're creating their own world. We're joining them in their world when it comes to play. They're the masters of play. So we have to follow that. But have your boundaries too. If you don't like playing, if you don't like painting or coloring, you don't have to, but you could gently guide them towards an activity that you prefer, if it's Legos or building blocks. But then at that point, let them take control.
My boundary is Lego. That's my boundary. I'm so bad at it. That's like, that is completely 100% pushed on my husband's plate. Like,
it was
my boundary.
Build a house.
Yeah. Oh no, I can't. Nothing. I can't follow the instructions to save my life. So thank you. I appreciate that we're allowed to have these boundaries.
Actually, speaking about the holidays, coming out of that, boundaries are something that we really need to think about. You know, at the beginning of this year, boundaries as a parent, boundaries as a spouse, boundaries as a child. As somebody's sibling, as a friend. I think that, you know, especially with the holidays, a lot of people have comments about how we parent. That's what I heard a lot from my friends. And it's okay, even with your own child, to have these boundaries and to say, like, you know, right now I cannot play, but I will play with you in 10 minutes. Give me some time. We have guilt around that, but we're allowed boundaries as well.
Cindy, let me ask you, let's move from the younger generation onto teens now. You know, a lot of teens, they prefer hanging out with their friends instead of family. Mm-hmm. How can parents reset that?
It comes down to the same sort of thing as with a younger child, but just for an older, right? So now that connection part, and it doesn't matter how old your child is, they want to connect somehow. It's part of the whole attachment theory in science. So if you feel disconnected from your child or the behavior is a little bit off, taking the time to see them, to hear them, to be present with them, and to listen to what they have to say, it makes a difference in how we build that connection with their child. And we might not be able to play, you know, Legos with a teen, but they might want to play video games with us for a few minutes. They might want to go for a walk. Ask them what they would like from you. Reset with the new year and rebuild on that connection.
And is that something that's important to be doing one-on-one, or should you be trying to create that as like a family activity for everybody to take part in?
You could do that with the family, but if you're noticing a bit of a change in a child and they're being more distant and they're like I said, the behavior is the biggest thing. Behavior isn't always a reason to discipline. Sometimes the behavior is a way of your child communicating to you, and they don't have the words to put it, or they're acting out because they don't even realize what's going on. So it's really important to, or because of how we're behaving and we're speaking to them, if they're not feeling seen and they're not feeling, you know, connected to us, they're going to act out. So it's a situation thing. So if everything is going well, then have those family moments. But if one specific child is acting differently, I would really take the time and invest the time to be with them alone to see what's going on.
Cindy, any advice when it comes to, you know, trying to prize the children or the teens off the electronic gadgets? Should we just, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, that kind of thing?
Well, with older kids, if nothing has changed, you know, especially now, let's say with different lockdowns that we have, if they're playing with friends and they're connecting somehow online and that's all they have, honestly, I don't have an issue with that, with them playing. If it's taking them, if they're not functioning, if they're not coming to eat anymore and they're not, you know, able to step away from it, then yes, I would establish some boundaries. But like you said, if they're having fun and nothing has changed, their mental health is okay, then join them. That's a good way to connect with them.
Okay, well, there's food for thought there.
Well, it's so tough these days, right? With everything closed and like activities on hold, and you know, our kids are home, and like, even if they're Zoom schooling, it's still like they need that downtime, and it's really tough to say no electronics because honestly, I think most of us are out of material at this point in the game, right?
But it's, I don't want electronics to have too much of that bad image because right now we don't have a choice. Like you said, they're in Zoom, and then when school's over, they might want to play a video game. But let's keep an eye on children's mental health. I think that should be one of our talks soon because it's what's coming up a lot in the research right now and discussions I have with experts in science and with parents. So we just really need to keep watching that.
100%. And hopefully figure out a way to actually prioritize that because it's starting to feel like that's not the priority and it should be.
Yeah.
I agree.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a real pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks for having me again.
That's neuroscientist Dr. Cindy Hovington from The Curious Neuron. Now, Cindy has incredible, relatable content on her Instagram page for every parent. You can follow her at curious_neuron. Coming up, let's talk indoor activities in January with Montreal blogger Midnight Mum. But first, let's head over to see how the roads are doing.